Hello there, folks. This is, I believe, the English program. Is that right, Pilar? Yes. Yes, it is. Wasn't too sure then. Okay. Right, well, here we go. With, another program, taking a look at, well, I think we shall start with the Beatles thing, if you don't mind, on this day in history, etc. Today is a bit of a sad day, because it was announced today that, and I can't believe this, I really cannot believe this, that the Salvation Army, Liverpool branch, if you like, that owns the Strawberry Field site, which of course is where John got his ideas from for the famous song, they're going to sell or dispose of the gates. Now, I'm not too sure if they've actually done it or if they're going to do it. Some press reports suggest that they have actually taken off the gates, but they haven't replaced them yet. So I'm not too sure what's going on there. But basically, the gates are old and everything, and they're going to auction them off or sell them or sell them for scrap iron or something. I think this is quite remarkable, actually. And I do like, I am a fan of the Salvation Army, the Liverpool branch. They sort of retweeted our audio boo last Christmas. We did a little audio boo about the Salvation Army. So, you know, I'm you know, a fan of theirs, but I cannot believe what's happened here. And I'm not entirely sure, you know, who's made the decision and, you know, everything, and what the politics is. But this can't be good. So today, although it's, you know, it's happened today, in future episodes, this time next year, we shall be doing this as part of the On This Day in History of the Beatles, the day that the gates disappeared. I think it's shocking. It's shocking, it is, yes. So anyway, let's apart from that, let's have a look what has been happening, what has happened in the past. Obviously, as always, there are lots of things, and we have to pick and choose which items to go with. So now that you're here, do you want to do this rather than myself? Okay, I'll give it a go. Let's have a look here. Well, okay, on this day, May the 10th, 2011, on this day in 1963, Decca signed the Rolling Stones on the advice of George Harrison. Yes, folks, without the Beatles, there would be no Rolling Stones. Also, there was, in 1973, a TV special, James Paul McCartney. And listen to this, in 1975, Apple Records was dissolved. Can I go on? Yes, if you want to, yes. Do you have more things? Yeah, I've got loads here, mate. Let's have a look. 1991, Paul McCartney played at London's Mean Fiddler. That's a good name for a place, isn't it? For a venue, the Mean Fiddler. It was the smallest concert venue since the final appearance of the Beatles at the Cavern Club on August the 3rd, 1963. Okay, in 1997, Paul McCartney's single, Young Boy, got to number 19 in the UK. And Paul, in 2003, performed a show for a few hundred people inside the Colosseum. Wow, that must have been good. So that's it, like, all done, all finished on this day in history, May the 10th, 2011. Thank you very much for inviting me on the programme. No problem. Are you going to make a return? Well, you know, I'd like to if you'd let me come back, you know. It's just, it's good. It's good to be back. I've not been here for ages, so it's good to be back and, you know, talking about the Beatles and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I love it myself, you know. I could talk about the Beatles forever and ever, but don't worry, I won't, because I know you've only got a few minutes. Ah, you are too kind. Well, thank you very much, and we shall see you next time, I'm sure. Yeah, okay. Ta-da now. There we go. Okay, folks, that's it for the moment. On this day in history, the Beatles, May the 10th, the very sad day, the day that we lost, apparently, the original...